Hey everyone, it's Harmon. Welcome to another episode of Comedy History 101. We're back. We were off for a while, but we're back with a brand new episode on the history of knock-knock jokes. Yeah, you know knock-knock jokes. Well, we dive into the history of that. But before we do, be sure to take some time to comment, subscribe, and rate us on iTunes. It really helps us out, and we will thank you for it. And without further ado...
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured the audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.
It was a classic.
I got a knock-knock joke.
No.
Okay.
God.
Michael, please, 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 please. Please let me.
All right.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
KGB.
KGB?
Viva us the questions!
What the hell was that?
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
Hey, hey!
You
stop
like
it! Stop
you
it!
Like
hey,
that?
Come on! What are you doing? Mine is part of a hilarious joke!
Mine was retribution! What are you doing? No more knock-knock jokes! That's it!
Ding dong.
Who's there?
KGB.
Dwight, get the door.
I'm not answering
the
ding
door.
Ding dong.
No way, it's the KGB.
Ding dong.
I'm not answering that.
Yes, you're going
you
to.
You answer it.
I'm not gonna answer it.
I'm not gonna answer it, it's the KGB!
The KGB will fit for no one!
It's true.
Oh, so what you heard there was a rendition of the children's classic joke, the knock-knock joke, done by cast members of the U.S. version of The Office.
Knock-knock.
Oh, who's there?
Voodoo.
Voodoo who?
Voodoo you think you are asking me so many questions about The Office and whether I'm there or not.
Yeah, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Why do they stare so much at the camera?
Why do they stare so much at the camera who?
You tell me. I just saw that clip from The Office, and they seem to do that on every single line.
Yeah, they have to do that because they have to telegraph that it's a joke, and they don't trust their audience enough to know that it's going to be funny.
That's yeah. So anyways, we could save that for our episode on the difference between why the British version of The Office was funny and the American version kind of tried too hard. But you, of course, have tuned into another episode of
Comedy History 101.
Where we school you in comedy. I, of course, am Harmon Leon. I'm coming from you from Brooklyn, New York. With me, of course, is our friend Scott Colonico. Scott, coming from us from Berlin, how are you?
I'm good. Ich bin good, Harmon, and I actually have a pretzel in the oven right now, so I'll be checking on it periodically during the show.
Who's there?
Bretzel.
Bretzel who?
Bretzel, you give me a one in Oktoberfest.
Or Bretzel, Theresa May, if
yeah,
Brexit doesn't
Brexit.
Go over, it's going to be a Bretzel.
Brexel, Brexit.
She turned the political policies of the UK into a Bretzel with Brexit.
Yeah. Okay, who's there?
So the internal listener of Comedy History 1 have gathered that today's episode is on the history of the knock-knock joke. Now, the knock-knock joke, as you've seen on the opening clip from the TV show The Office, it's kind of a joke that's in our lexicon. Scott, unlike the joke, why did the chicken cross the road, which we covered in the last episode of Comedy History 101,
right.
The knock-knock joke has zero racist origins.
Okay. All right. I'll go with you on there. You're talking about like the chicken cross the road as pertains to vaudeville blackface shows.
Yeah, exactly. Which if you want to hear the origin of that joke, you could check us out on iTunes, which we covered in the last episode. But today we're talking about the knock-knock joke. The knock-knock joke is a question-answer joke, typically ending with a pun. Knock-knock jokes are primarily seen as children's jokes, though there are some exceptions,
right.
Says Wikipedia.
Uh-huh. Some ribald knock-knock jokes. Well, that's how we'll have to end.
So Scott, okay, let's create a scenario. Pretend I'm an alien, right?
Okay.
I am an alien. I have just beamed down to your planet. I do not know the jokes of your planet. Could you explain the scenario of a person knocking on the front door to a house and how this particular joke would play out?
Okay, so is this a good alien like E.T. or is it like a bad alien like in The Day the Earth Didn't Stand Still? Or stood still?
I think it's more like it's a dystopian alien where it's kind of like a riddle of the Sphinx, where if you correctly explain to me how a knock-knock joke works, I will present peace to your planet.
Wow, okay.
And you don't know this. And if you don't, I will blast you to smithereens with my ray gun. Go
Holy
ahead.
Cow. All right. Well, Mr. Alien, it usually involves a repartee between two people. Someone, the teller of the joke says knock knock, and the recipient responds, "Who's there?" The teller then just gives a name such as Noah, or a description such as police, or something that purports to be a name such as needle. The other person then responds by asking the caller's surname, Noah who? Police who? Needle who? To which the joke teller then delivers a pun involving the name. Know a place I can spend the night, for example? Or, police let me in, it's cold out here. Or, need a little help with the groceries. So, you see, Mr. Alien, in order to work, the formula of the joke must be followed strictly. Knock, knock. Who's there? Someone or something. Someone or something who? Then the big punchline. Does that hopefully make sense to your so great and expanding alien brain?
I will spare your inferior planet.
Oh my god, I did it. Is he a robot too? Is he just alien or robot?
No, aliens and robots, they have crossover in how they speak.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Which maybe presents the theory that robots evolved from aliens, like much like what animal evolved from alien that I was listening to lately? Much like the platypus,
jellyfish.
Something like that. So anyway, that sort of explains the premise of the knock knock joke. In case we have a big alien based listenership. But the origins of the knock-knock joke, some say date all the way back to the Middle Ages, roughly 500 AD to 1500 AD. There was a call-and-answer routine used by castle guards to identify people during the night looking for admittance to the castle. Someone would approach the castle and call out to the guards, and the guards would
knock-knock.
And the guards would say, "Who's there?"
Peasant.
Peasant who?
Peasant, let me into the castle. It's cold out here.
No, but some believe this could have been the origin of the knock-knock joke. However, they say the joke part was missing. So I guess that isn't really the origin
of that. Be,
I mean, I think that, and again, we're finding this shit online, and to me that just says that's the origin of people knocking on doors.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
it kind of doesn't have the joke part, which defeats it's the origin of the joke. Because I think the actual joke is a takeoff on people knocking on doors. But here's something interesting for Scott. Could you play some Shakespearean music right now? Do you have a lute?
Cueing Shakespearean music.
Yes. A possible source of the joke is, check this out, Scott, William Shakespeare's Macbeth. What do you know about Macbeth?
Macbeth takes place in Scotland. I've seen the tree. I've been to the Macbeth tree.
And Lady Macbeth, she has a weird obsession for washing her hands.
Yeah, she's got blood all over them.
That's right, right. She a little bit. What is the disorder when you obsessive compulsive disorder?
Yeah,
Lady Macbeth.
Like that,
But Lady Beth aside, the play was first performed in 1606, and in Act 2, Scene 3, the porter is very hungover from the previous night, and during his monologue, he uses "knock knock, who's there?" as a refrain while he is speaking.
Ah, are you going to do a little bit of that?
I was going to leave that for you, Scott.
Oh, I can't do it in English.
You're the... What's that?
Knock. So this is William Shakespeare. Yeah. Macbeth, Act 2, Scene 3, The Porter. Knock, knock. Who's there? I, the name of Beelzebub. Here's a farmer that hanged himself on the expectation of plenty. Come in time. Have napkins about you now. Here you'll sweat for't. Knock, knock. Who's there? In the other devil's name. Faith, here's an equivocator that could swear in both the scales against either scale, who committed treason enough for God's sake, yet could not equivocate to heaven. Oh, come in, equivocator.
Yeah, sure. I mean, they might have said that it origin from Macbeth, but again, much like they had, you know, during the time of the Middle Ages, Scott, is it just me? And maybe, you know, I've delved into comedy history so much, being this is probably about episode 60 of our podcast. Was there not a joke part included in that as well?
No, it might have been like a Shakespearean joke. Maybe Beelzebub was funny back in the 1600s. Maybe saying that was funny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. That was, yeah. So let's.
Funny part.
So again, that was like, and I've read it a couple of articles that they thought Macbeth was the origin of the knock knock joke, though I don't really get the joke part of that.
No, Beelzebub.
But let's say, okay, Scott, so let's say this. It's 1606, that's when Macbeth was first performed. Then let's jump ahead to 1900. And just go in that whole period of time, it was kind of like kind of like what the universe was like pre-Big Bang Theory. It was just a bunch of gas and matter just kind of about to combust. Because right. In 1900, writing in the Oakland Tribune, a Merrily McAvoy recalls a style of joke where a person would ask a question as, "Do you know Arthur?" And the unexpected listener would spar with Arthur who? And the joke teller answering Arthur-mometer? Am I getting that wrong?
No, try it again. Like, okay, like you.
How about you do it? Because I am missing something entirely here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, ready? Okay, ready? Okay. Do you know Arthur?
Oh, am I answering? Because I took a sip of coffee because I thought you were going to. Okay, Arthur who?
Arthur-mometer.
Oh, Arthur-mometer. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So Arthur-mometer would not.
Arthur-mometers,
Oh, and then when they go, come on in. No. So I think that was sort of like the pun play of it. But then the actual rapping on a door came more in the form of 1929 when there was a children's game simply called Buff.
Buff.
So I guess the premise of this game, a child with a stick thumps it on the ground and the dialogue ensues. And it goes, what the example they gave was knock, knock.
Who's
okay,
there?
Knock, knock. Buff.
Wait. Yeah, hold on. Start over.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Are you hitting the stick on the ground?
Oh, knock, knock.
Okay, there you go. Who's there?
Buff.
What says Buff?
Buff says buff to all his men, and I say buff to you again.
Okay, that's not, there's no punchline there.
Yeah, so maybe this is all building, you know, much like pre-Big Bang Theory, ready to explode in the mass into 1936, when the Associated Press newspaper article said that What's This had given way to Knock Knock as a favorite parlor game. The article also said that knock knock seemed to be an outgrowth of making up sentences with difficult words, an old parlor favorite, and popular joke of 1936 was knock knock.
Who's there?
Edward Rex.
Edward Rex who?
Edward Rex the Coronation. Okay, Scott. What, once again? Where? What's the funny bit of that?
Well,
what am I missing? Is it Arthur thermometer?
No, I think is that the dude who became the Nazi guy or married the American? Because I think that was that year, 36.
Oh, right. Okay. I don't know. Does any of our viewers or listeners know
that
could
that
comment
wrong,
on iTunes?
They could email to us or Twitter to us at what's our email address?
ComedyHistory101@gmail.com.
That's right. They go to our website, leave a comment, and tell us we're wrong.
Or they can put a picture image up on our Instagram site, right. ComedyHistory101.
All right, yeah.
Or our site, ComedyHistory101.com.
Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so the craze especially became potent in Pennsylvania. So on June 17, 1936, the Harrisburg Telegraph credited the rise of knock-knock joke mania to the selection of Colonel Frank Knox as the running mate for that year's Republican presidential candidate. Oh, and the candidate's name was Alf Landon?
That was the guy who was running, yeah. Alf Landon.
Do you know any history on them? Because we have another podcast.
No, I know. The thing I know is that he was kind of the first Catholic to run, I think, for the presidency. And that was like people thought that the U.S. Held that against him.
Oh, really? Because I thought there was a different guy who was the first Catholic presidential nomination because he was a former, I believe, mayor of New York. And it might have gone to that era when a man who's in the White House's father used to dress up in Klan clothing and protest Catholic.
Yeah, kind of about the same time, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I believe that was maybe the 20. Anyways, we digress, and we have another podcast called "This Is the President," where you can also check us out on iTunes, and we can dive into that.
We'll cover all of this in that podcast, Carmen.
Yeah, so people at WKBO radio station in Harrisburg told Knox jokes on the air. Oh, I get it. Okay, so he was Colonel Frank Knox.
Yeah,
so they would tell Knox jokes on the air.
Yeah.
And the Telegraph printed a couple of punchline examples. One of them is Cecil have music wherever she go and ammonia a birdcage in a... Scott, can you make any sense of that?
No, because I think we're just reading the punchline. So it's like one of those, you know, it'd be like if you were just looking at somebody's set list after a comedy show. You know, you're not going to get it.
Or if I'm Lenny Bruce in the courtroom, just reading the transcripts from on stage.
Right.
So, Scott, it seemed to be like 1936 was really the time when the knock-knock joke took off.
The heyday of the knock-knock joke, we would say.
Yeah, so what do you know about 1936 knock-knock joke era?
Well, I think this is pretty interesting. It was Gene McKenzie observed in a radio listening column on July 25th, 1936 in the News Herald of Franklin, PA, and he said, "You can't turn the radio on anymore without getting one of the knock-knock gags. They're fun, and when some of the better orchestras perform them, they're screams, but you probably found that out for yourself." So they were getting around, you know. At that same time, there was actually the knock-knocks had extended into newspaper advertising.
Oh, please do tell.
Yeah, yeah. And in the 1936 newspaper, for example, they had a knock-knock joke. Would you care to hear it?
So wait, Scott, are you referring to the 1936 newspaper ad in the Delaware County Times that was used to promote a grocery store in Pennsylvania?
I'm talking about a different one.
Ah, go ahead.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Rufus.
Rufus who?
Rufus, the most important part of your house. So it was advertising for a roofing company.
Ah, well, around the same time, the Delaware County Times was advertising a grocery store. Do you know how that went? Knock, knock.
Here. Who's there?
Don.
Don who?
Don forget to do your shopping at the cash and carry.
Oh, my God. Okay, yeah. I get it.
Oh.
All right. A little bit of a reach.
So apparently, knock-knock jokes were so popular that knock-knock joke clubs actually formed in towns in Illinois, Iowa, and Kansas. Do you want to know one of these popular campus knock-knock jokes?
Yeah, let me hear it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Popeye.
Popeye who?
Popeye needs some money. Campus college joke.
It took me a second to get that, okay.
But Scott, it didn't just include jokes. It actually transcended into song form.
Ooh. Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there was actually a song called The Knock Knock Song by a Vincent Lopez, and it became a popular favorite of big bands.
Knock, knock, who's there?
According to a quote of the day, which Lopez wrote in Lopez Speaking, I guess his autobiography, that tune inflicted a fiendish game upon America already suffering through the Depression. So I guess what he's saying is the knock-knock joke got us through the Depression.
Exactly.
So, Scott, did this craze just continue? Did people just keep liking knock-knock jokes? No. By September of 1936?
No. By all means, no, Harmon.
Oh, please tell. What happened?
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what happened there in 1936. Spoil sports there were ready for the knock-knock joke to fade away. Hayward Hale Brown, in his column in the Reading Times, wrote, "The best knock-knock was made by me." Are you ready for this one, Harmon?
I do believe I am.
This is Hayward Hale Brown claiming his best knock-knock joke. Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
A gang of vigilantes armed with machine guns, leather straps, and brass knuckles to thump the breath out of anybody who persists in playing this blame fool knock-knock game.
A gang of vigilantes armed with machine guns, leather straps, and brass knuckles to thump the breath out of anyone who persists in playing this blame fool knock-knock game. Who?
Yeah, no, that's it. That's a joke.
Oh, wow. So what? Maybe this Haywood Hale Brown was actually the first deconstruction comedian.
Maybe, was like the first
hipster. Yeah,
he could have been going up on stage with his notepad.
Yeah, just deconstructing the jokes of the day.
Mm. Yeah.
So, let's jump ahead a bit. So, again, the knock-knock joke sort of went out of fashion. The format was known, you know, in the UK in the 50s and 60s, but it kind of fell out of favor until, do you know what happened in the late 60s that kind of brought it back to kind of being cool to do a knock-knock joke?
We landed on the moon.
We landed on the moon, but we also landed punchlines on Rowan and Martin's Laughing.
Where they used knock-knock jokes during the wall of gags bit.
Yeah, so to explain the wall of gags, there's all the performers of the show. They would come out of walls, out of these little doors, and spew a line. And one of them, I found a couple of clips where they use it on several episodes.
Knock-knock.
Forget the knock-knock. Why don't you ring my chimes?
Are you eating the pretzels now?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done, dude. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Okay. I hear like chomping on food noises.
Well, you can hear it on the phone, but I'm leaning away from the microphone, so it's not picking up on the mic. So you can cut that part out.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So, so in 1980, cartoonist Bob Dunn, he wrote a book called Invented the Knock Knock Joke, and it was a million-selling book distributed by Whitman Publishing. Oh, that was in 1936.
That was 1936. Yeah, this is interesting. So that's the guy who claimed he invented the knock knock joke. But, you know, that's one guy claiming he invented the knock knock joke. But the man by the name of Bob Dunn. He was kind of a big cartoonist. I read a little bit about him. And I think the kind of interesting thing is he went, after the war, about 1947, he went on a tour of the U.S. to raise money for war bonds or savings bonds or something. And you know who he toured with?
Bing Crosby?
No, better. Rube Goldberg of Goldberg Inventions fame.
Oh, of the wacky, like, the thing hits the thing, which slides down the thing, and the string breaks, and then a mouse is let loose, and then the mouse eats the cheese, and the cheese offsets the weight, and the thing goes down and hits the other thing. Oh, that's cool. They might have had some fun.
Now tell them knock-knock jokes and making wacky inventions.
Yeah, so maybe there is some claim that Dunn had something to do with it, because on a 1989 broadcast of the TV show Jeopardy, starring Alex Trebek, the answer phrased in the form of a question was, Dunn who, creator of this joke in 1936?
Question is, what is a knock-knock joke?
No, it's Alex, what is the knock-knock joke?
Oh, that's right, yeah. But I think that makes sense. I mean, he probably is the one that kind of popularized it. If he had a book that came out, then that probably led to everybody. You know, that always leads to crazes and whatnot.
Yeah, but he was probably just taking the craze that was already there and kind of, capitalizing on it or just sort of documenting it.
Well, I guess we could drill down and do some more research. I think we'll do that in a follow-up. In the follow-up of this episode.
We could do more research other than researching for the episode. We're the experts.
But now we have a very specific question that we want to delve into.
Ah, okay. Great. Yeah. Well, we just have an episode on Bob Dunn.
Okay.
Yeah. And other things he did.
With
knock-knock joke just being one of them.
Yeah.
So anyway, was there, Scott, any other kind of modern history of the knock-knock joke after Martin's laughing?
Well, I think if there are any 70s kids out there, they might remember. We'll put this over on the website at Comedy History 101, but Dixie Cups, if anybody remembers Dixie Cups, that was kind of my introduction to knock-knock jokes. They used to put knock-knock jokes on the cups, so you'd have this cup, and you would tell a humorous anecdote.
Why don't you tell a few?
Okay, sure. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
Why are you crying?
Dude, no, you're not going to finish the joke.
Oh, boo hoo.
No need to cry. It's just a knock, knock joke.
Ah, okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cow says.
Cow says what?
Cow says moo.
Okay. I found a kind of a ribald one. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
All right. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Dewey.
Dewey Decimal System?
No.
Oh, Dewey who?
Do we have to use a condom every time?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so then it also branches off into the genre of dirty knock knock jokes. Knock knock.
Who's there?
Anita.
Anita what? Who?
Why can't you get the formula that it's like who, not what?
Okay, Anita who?
Anita Dick inside me?
Oh dear, oh my.
Not very woke.
I'm gonna sample that, dude. Use that forever.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Budweiser?
Budweiser who?
What? What? Oh, but no, it's Budweiser who? Budweiser mother taking her clothes off. What? All right, we'll do one more.
All right.
Oh, okay. This isn't dirty, but knock, knock.
Who's there?
Howie.
Howie who?
Howie gonna hide the dead body. Well, that's kind of cute. Okay. That's cute. All right. Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, I'll end on this one. How about this one?
Yeah.
You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
Knock, knock. No, you knock, knock. No, wait, I'll knock, knock.
Okay.
I'll do it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The door's open. Come on in.
knock, knock.
Who's there?
Little boy blue.
Little boy blue who?
Michael Jackson.
Oh my god, dude.
All right, we'll save that one for the history of Michael Jackson jokes.
Right, okay.
that we probably won't do. But so Scott, any other take, is that what we end on? We end on that?
I think that's good, yeah. End on the Michael Jackson joke.
Okay. So Scott, is there any other takeaways from the history of knock knock jokes?
No, I mean, they're succinct. They're one of the first jokes that you learn to tell when you're a kid. They're always funny. I mean, can't really go wrong with a good knock-knock joke. That's my point.
Always funny?
Well, when you're a kid, yeah. They're pretty funny when you're a kid.
Yeah, I think it's... Okay,
Goldie Hawn thought they were funny.
Yeah. So I think the takeaway is it's kind of one of the earliest jokes that a kid gets to tell or learns to tell. And for those who later in life have a career in comedy, they will pay a homage to the knock-knock joke for getting them into the joke-telling structure.
Yes,
indeed. And with that, my friends, it's time to plug away, because I think that does it for the history of knock-knock jokes. Scott, what do you have to plug?
Well, Harmon, as you know, you and I have another podcast called This is the President. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The same place you can find Comedy History 101, places like iTunes, Google Play, Last.fm, Stitcher, and all your favorite podcast outlets. And also, I have a movie that I wrote, directed, and Harmon produced called Everything You Want to Know About Sudden Birth But We Were Afraid to Ask. It's a documentary short currently on the festival circuit. We played in Florida. We're playing at the Florida Film Festival. Currently, we'll soon be in the Mountain Film Festival in Telluride, and throughout. Oh, and the Boston Independent Film Festival in Boston coming up in the next few weeks.
Very cool. So this Thursday, April 18th at 8 p.m., I have my regular monthly show in New York City called Tale. The finest in New York City storytelling, 8 p.m. at the Red Room above the KGB bar. So be sure to check that out. And once again, thanks for tuning in to another episode of
Comedy History 101,
where we school you in comedy. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and comment, and we will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Good thing about doing comedy in Russia, you have captured audience.
You're stupid. Everybody's so stupid.
Comedy History 101.